Happy holidays. I feel like it's been a really long time since I've done a new podcast. Being under the weather has kind of sucked. And I am Jamie Waxman, and this is Playgirls Sex Pod. And right before the holidays, I thought it would be a good idea to get in some last-minute holiday shopping. And there are a lot of toys out there that you could buy. You know, of course, some of them are not sex toys, but I'm not going to talk about those. There are a lot of sex toys out there to purchase right now for yourself or a loved one right before Christmas. And I know I've already basically missed Hanukkah, but even if Hanukkah and Christmas pass by the time you read this, you still got New Year's, which is a great time to give somebody one of those new sex toy gifts. So today I decided that instead of sounding like a sex toy infomercial here, I was going to just do a list of a variety of different sex toys you may want to buy, as well as offer you some of my own personal favorites. And also, Playgirl has its own signature collection of sex toys that I will be talking about. And there are some really neat ones out there from playgirl.com. I bet you could go there and find out a lot about the Playgirl signature collection. You can also buy them at naughtythings.com, NAWTYTHINGS.com, or greatpleasures.com if you want to check out the Playgirl signature collection. So let's see, what sex toys should you bring home for the ho, ho, ho holidays? I just like saying that. Well, of course, one of the first options and one of the most popular options is the vibrator. Yes. Vibration is not just for women, by the way. Vibration is for men as well. And a lot of guys really like vibration. They just, some of them don't know it because they're afraid to try it. But once they try it and they really like it, they want it more. I promise. So when someone's looking for a vibrator, these are the things you want to think about. Are they going to use it externally or internally? And are they going to want something with more than one speed, or does one speed do it for them? Do they like things hard or softer? These are all things you want to consider, because sometimes a vibrator comes in a soft material like jelly rubber, soft vinyl, silicone, and other times a vibrator comes in harder material. One of my personal favorites and one of the most inexpensive options is hard plastic. There's also metal and glass. Although I don't think a lot of vibrators, there's probably one or two vibes out there that are glass, but that's a lot more in the dildo section, which we'll get to as well. So a guy wants to use a vibrator maybe, and he might want to use one on his shaft and his balls or under it. And it's also great to do some vibration during like a blowjob, or even just around the butt, if not in the butthole. But around the butt feels really nice too for both guys and girls. So what type of vibrators might you want to buy? Well, let's start with Playgirl, since this is Playgirl Sex Pod. There is a few cool vibrators from Playgirl, and one of them is called the Playgirl Pleasures Kit Bag, which includes a vibrator, sleeves, and a tickler. So it's like more than just the vibration. And with that hard plastic vibrator, you can actually put a soft jelly rubber cover on top. But honestly, my favorite of the Playgirl vibrators is, well, I have two favorites. The Playgirl Signature Pink Lady's Choice, which also comes in purple. So it could be the purple lady's choice too. That is really cool because it's a hard plastic vibrator that comes with three different covers, like screw-on caps, so that you can get something that curves a little to hit the G-spot or the prostate, then something that looks phallic like a penis head, and then one that's just very plain Jane. And you know, the curve option is really nice for hitting the G-spot, but I honestly don't think you have to have a curved vibrator in order to hit your G-spot. I feel like I've hit my G-spot with a straight-on vibrator too. But I also really like my favorite vibe, and there's a lot of information going on here, folks. Sorry about this, but well, not sorry, but you know, you might want a pen and paper. Go grab it. Pause now. Okay, You're back? So the Playgirl, every time I say that P, I get nervous that I'm popping in your ear, but the Playgirl signature Magna Mite vibrator, which is like the mini pocket rocket. The pocket rocket is my favorite vibe ever. And so these little mouthfuls in the Magna Mite vibes are very, very similar, probably like actually the same thing, because a lot of different companies make the pocket rocket and it's pretty much the same thing. The only negative about the pocket rockets or the Magna Mites is that they only have one speed. Now that works well for me, and I actually consider my pocket rocket a multi-speed vibrator once the battery starts to die. But for other people, it probably doesn't have that same effect. And so for a first vibe, while it's small and easy to look at, it might not be the best thing for experimenting with speeds. Obviously, it wouldn't be. But you know what other vibe I really like that's not a Playgirl vibe? The Blueberry Buzz. This you can find online at babeland.com. And the Blueberry Buzz or goodvibes.com. Both of those places, too, have great information and availability when it comes to sex toys. But the Blueberry Buzz is a waterproof, which is nice. That means you can use it in the bath or shower. Some vibes are like that. A waterproof variable speed hard plastic vibrator that looks pretty as well, and it gets the job done, and you can use it inside or out. Now, also another thing to think about, if you're going to use a vibe in your butt at all, guys or girls, you want something that has a thicker base than head, more of a flared base or a flanged base, so that it doesn't go up you and not come back down without the help of some medically trained physician. There are other softer vibes. Now, jelly rubber, there's been a lot of jelly rubber information in the news. And while it is suggested that you put a condom over your jelly rubber vibe, just because a lot of the less expensive jelly rubber vibes contain a lot more of something called phthalates, which is a chemical softener that's used to make the jelly rubber soft. And when you open a jelly rubber vibrator and you smell that really interestingly chemical hard, not hard plastic, interestingly chemical scent, then you know you hit the jackpot when it comes to phthalates. Now, studies have shown that using phthalates, using jelly rubber, you know, toys like that kids might eat, you know, pacifier type things as well, over long periods of time may increase your risk of certain cancers. So that's where a lot of people will say to condom your jelly rubber toys. And I think it's just a great safety precaution. But if you're not using the jelly rubber toy for hours at a time every day, you're probably okay. And for a first vibe, if you're buying one for yourself or for somebody else, and you don't really know what you like, then it's really best just to get something inexpensive. Again, I love hard plastic. I think it vibrates really nicely and pretty intense. And I always enjoy my hard plastic vibes the best. And I don't mind them inside of me. Hard plastic does not bother me. But if you're, you know, a little bit more unsure, maybe look for something that says soft vinyl or a more hygienically superior silicone, which really isn't what silicone is totally. So you're getting a little bit less expensive of a vibe than a silicone vibe. Silicone's really nice because it's non-porous. Bacteria doesn't get into it, so it stays cleaner longer, and it stays a lot more hygienically clean. But they're also more expensive. The vibration's nice. It's a bit smoother around the entire vibe. Fun Factory makes a whole range of silicone vibes that are beautiful, but you know, then you get into a little bit more of the higher end vibes. And since it is the holiday season and maybe you want to buy something for someone that they wouldn't normally buy themselves, let me just tell you to check out a couple of vibes that are hot on the market right now. All of them are a little bit more expensive, but some of them are totally worth it. Like Lelo, L-E-L-O, they make some of the most beautiful art pieces when it comes to vibes, and that they work really well. They're rechargeable. Some of them have pulsing features. Some are small clitoral vibes. Absolutely gorgeous, and you should definitely check them out if you've got some money to spend. The Nia is nice. So is the Iris or the Lily. You can't go wrong with a Lelo vibe. And their website is just lelo.com. You also can't go wrong with giving your partner an interesting vibe this year. It's not going to work for every single woman, but if you've got over $290 to spend, the Jejoue, J-E-J-O-U-E, it's actually really interesting because it comes with pre-programmed patterns to get you off, and then you can download other pleasure wear patterns. So this is actually it's a smart vibe, a really smart vibe. And some people say they don't want their vibes that smart, but really beautiful, elegant, gorgeous, something for $290. If you've got it to go for a beautiful Christmas or New Year's gift, it's something that she probably wouldn't spend on herself. But again, this is not a penetrative vibe. It's a clitoral vibe. And I've heard women say that sometimes if their mound is thicker, then it doesn't work so well for them. Also, Jimmy Jane came out with a lot of metal vibes. Honestly, I haven't been convinced that they're worth it. But if you're looking for something nice and hot and you want to like give the in thing and spend some money, Jimmy Jane's vibes are also available. And Myla, M-Y-L-A, if you're looking more for an art piece and not so much of a functional vibe, I would say Myla is a great way to go because they have some really beautiful art. But I have touched those vibes and I feel as if while they're beautiful to look at, they're very light, and I don't know that they necessarily function as well as some other vibes. The sphere is interesting. Oh, and the other vibe that's getting so much buzz right now, the cone. It's big and bulky and clitoral as well, but interesting there too. Again, though, too, if you want to share a vibe, men and women together, a vibrating cock ring is totally the way to go. And I would actually get a vibrating cock ring. They're all basically, you can get a lot of them in that stretchy jelly rubber material. And they're fantastic because some of them come with two vibrating balls and you can use one on the clit and one to hit more of the butt or, you know, also focus on his balls as well. And this way his shaft also turns into a sex toy, and that's so hot. So that's another option. Oh, and one other option, if you kind of are nervous about using a vibrator or think your partner might be turned off to the idea, go with a small finger vibe like the Fukuyoko 9000. Wear it on your finger. It's not going to take up any extra room. You don't even really need to turn it on all the time. It's a lighter vibration, but it's a finger vibe, and I'm really totally all about that. The Hitachi Magic Wand, of course, too, is a classic. But honestly, if you're going to update on that loud classic, check out the rechargeable Ideal. It's natural contours, who also makes some really beautiful hard plastic vibes. And it's got a new bend to it, a new twist. And I really like the Ideal from Natural Contours as well. So, that was a little bit of a lot of information on vibes, but you know, vibes are really often the most popular sex toy, but there are other sex toys out there, and dildos, of course, are a way to go. The Rock Chick, which is a dildo with vibration. What is a dildo? What's the difference between a dildo and a vibrator? Normally, a dildo doesn't vibrate, but that's not so true anymore. That's what the old definition would be. There are a lot of dildos out there that actually come with little vibrators, like the Rock Chick, which she would actually wear, and she could rock on her clitoris and have penetration inside at the same time. That one I really like. Also, anything by NJOY. That's just the letter NJOY. They make stainless steel sexy stuff. I really like the Fun Wand. And there's another dildo, stainless steel dildo that they make. That's absolutely gorgeous. Glass dildos. Playgirl has a glass G-spot dildo. Again, you can find that at nawtythings.com or check out playgirl.com. But I also like the Eclipse textured glass toys. Now, this one happens to be Pyrex, which means you could boil it. And you could do that with any silicone dildos as well. Silicone, look up Tantus, T-A-N-T-U-S, or Vixen Creations. Great places for silicone dildos. The glass Eclipse texture, though, is really gorgeous, and compared to a lot of other glass toys, Phallix, P-H-A-L-L-I-X, makes some great glass toys as well, but the Eclipse textured seems to be a little less expensive. It's available at goodvibes.com, and I really think it's beautiful. It comes in a number of different colors as well, but silicone and Pyrex. You can throw it in a pot of boiling water for about 5 minutes. You can wash it in the top rack of your dishwasher if you really want to sanitize it. Or you could just clean it with some soap and warm water. That works as well. But they are silicone. As long as you don't use silicone lube with your silicone toy, it can and may last you a lifetime. And that's such a nice thing to think about. Of course, there are also butt plugs. If you're going to go with something for the butt, I like those beaded things. Or For a guy, the Aneros, A-N-E-R-O-S. It is the hottest prostate massager, and it is the bomb, according to most guys. It's really selling like hotcakes, I think. And it's hard plastic again. And you can't go wrong to get him an Aneros. Or I like the Ripples, which are a silicone butt plugs that you can find anywhere, including Good Vibes, Babeland, Blowfish.com. And they're really nice because they're beaded and the beads get gradually larger. And I like that because that's an interesting sensation for your butt to have those beads that grow and then you can pull them out if you want, especially if they're anal beads when you're orgasming. Another anal beads, really like the Flexi Felix. Fantastic. Now, if you're looking for like paddles or something, you should really check out the Kitty Spanker, which I think is just such a cute thing from Rough Doggy Styles, or there's also an Apple Teacher Ruler thing going on there too, but they make some of the cutest little paddles ever. And for any sort of, you know, other bondage equipment, bondage tape, hot, sexy, easy to peel off, but I really like Eros Boutique. They have some fantastic bondage stuff as well. And lastly, let's just do some books. Lube's always a great gift too. You should use lube. Try Slickwood. Slickwood Silk is fantastic. Or Slickwood Swirl in Blue Raspberry really tastes good, I'm telling you. But for books right now, if you're looking for a book, oh my God, The Guide to Getting It On. You cannot go wrong. This is from Goofy Foot Press. It's in the 6th edition. It's huge. It's $20. It gives you all the information you'll ever need about basic sex stuff. And I mean, honestly, it makes the best gift. And you can order it. And I think the author actually makes a signed copy. And then there's also Nina Hartley's Guide to Total Sex, which has come out this year. And I'm telling you, Nina's a pro. She's an actress, a sex educator, an informant on sex, I should say. And she's really, really fantastic. And her book is fun and a little kinky and, you know, makes another great gift. So those are some great gifts. Of course, there's also a video. You can check out Playgirl's videos. There's something hot for everyone there. And I am totally in love with Anna Spann these days. She's from Britain. She's a 33-year-old hot director. Really hot hetero sex if you're looking for that kind of thing. There are tons of other gifts to give as well. Playgirl makes massage oils and lubes. There are other massage oils and lubes. I really like Babeland's massage oil. The honey apricot can't go wrong. This is such a small list. I have more information on toys on my website, jamyewaxman.com, under my blog section. There's a gift guide there. And, you know, just go on any website like goodvibes.com, babeland.com. GreatPleasures.com, NaughtyThings.com, SmittenKitten.com, AdamEve.com, any of these sites, and you'll find so many toys to choose from. I'm always available. You can email me through the Playgirl website and ask me your sex toy questions, or from my own website, JamieWaxman.com. I know it's a bit late, but it's still in time for the holidays and the new year, so have a happy, healthy new year and happy holidays. And I'm like stuttering now. And thank you so much for coming and listening to this podcast as often as you do. And I hope that you have some of the most orgasmic contractions. I hope you have some great orgasmic contractions this holiday season. I'm Jamie Waxman, and thank you for coming. Please come again and again and buy yourself a new sex toy. And again.